Yesterday, Seamus, I uncovered huge news. I did some Nancy Drewing.
Nancy Drewing, okay.
Yes. So I was sitting in my bed yesterday and I was like, I'll just check Flight Radar, which I do from time to time. So sure. If you're not familiar with Flight Radar, it's an app that kind of tells you what the planes are doing, what's going around in the sky. Because I'm under the flight path sometimes. I'm like, oh, where's that coming? Where's that going? I need more in my life, I know.
Need a hobby.
So that is my hobby. So I get on Flight Radar and I see something I've never seen before. And that is a direct flight from Hawaii touching down here in Cairns. And I thought, that is so bizarre. So I click on it. And what was even more bizarre is that it didn't say where it was coming and where it was going. Now, I remember that I heard that apparently if they don't say where it's been or where it's going, that it's usually a big name celeb because they don't want that information out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I could still see the flight path. So then I click on what kind of plane it is. And it was, I'm going to probably get this wrong, a Bombardier Global 6000 plane. So basically it's a PJ. It's a private jet.
Okay.
This plane sells for $1 billion.
Holy dude.
So it is someone with bank.
Bulk cash now.
Bulk cash.
From Hawaii.
From Hawaii. Then I thought, The Rock just got married in Hawaii. On August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this is all making sense. He's coming to the Great Barrier Reef with his wife on a honeymoon. Why wouldn't you?
Of course.
So he's got this PJ because there's very few people in the world that can charter a private jet from Hawaii to Cairns. You know how much that would cost?
Well, he's got it.
He touched down yesterday at 11:22 a.m.
So you're saying
The Rock is right now here in far north Queensland. Now, I did once make the claim on air that Taylor Swift had touched down and it did just turn out to be one of Taylor Swift's planes with her gear on it.
Well,
but still, it was close.
All right. Well, you were halfway there. Well, listen.
I think it's The Rock. And you know what? I put up my little clues at Hit Far North Queensland on our Facebook, on our Instagram poll. 59 people agreed with me. 66% said there's no one else it could be. It has to be The Rock.
Okay. Well, this is, listen, they've just gotten married. We need to offer them. We need to offer him a honeymoon present.
Mm.
I say, if we can get The Rock on this station for an interview, we will give them a honeymoon present. Let's send them to the Great Barrier Reef for free. Let's put them up a night at the Riley and a dinner for two at Paper Crane. What do you think?
I think you need to make some phone calls before you make those promises. But can I just say, we are now officially on Rock Watch. Now, don't send me a photo of a pebble, but can I also say we got an anonymous Instagram inbox. Did you see that on a Hit Far North Queensland Instagram?
No.
Confirming that someone has intel that he is going to Port Douglas for the week.
Are you serious?
Someone said, I can't name my sources.
Oh, I'm going on the Instagram right now.
If anyone over the next week sees The Rock, and he is heading to China on the weekend as well.
So we've only got a few days.
Because he's promoting his movie in China. 13, 12, 16, the phone lines are always open every morning. If anyone sees The Rock, FNQ at our Facebook page.
Absolutely. And if you see him, call us straight away.